And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 11th of March, 2016. It's the birthday of the poet who said, "Any time not spent on love is wasted." Torquato Tasso, born in Sorrento, Italy, 1544. Handsome, popular young man from a noble family. He wrote La Gerusalemme Liberata, Jerusalem Delivered, an epic poem about the Crusades. It was very popular across Europe, even as Tasso suffered from what is now thought to be schizophrenia, traveling incognito, paranoid around Europe, still writing love sonnets, plays, epic religious poems. The Pope proclaimed him poet laureate, but Tasso died just days before he was to be crowned in Rome. It was on this day, 1818, Mary Shelley's novel Frankenstein was published. 2 years before, she had spent the summer in a cabin on Lake Geneva with her lover, Percy Shelley, her sister Claire, and Claire's lover, Lord Byron. It rained a lot, and one night Byron suggested that they all write ghost stories. And Mary imagined the hideous phantasm of a man stretched out and then, on the working of some powerful engine, show signs of life and stir with an uneasy, half-vital motion, she wrote. So she set to work on it, Frankenstein. It's the birthday of the children's book author and illustrator Ezra Jack Keats, Brooklyn, 1916. He was the son of impoverished Jewish immigrants from Warsaw, wanted to be an artist, which worried his family, couldn't afford to go to art school, got a job painting murals for the Works Progress Administration, another job designing army camouflage in World War II, and started writing children's books. The Snowy Day was his first, done all in collage, about a young black boy named Peter playing in his neighborhood after a new snowfall, one of the first children's books to feature a black character. And it was on this day in 1918 the first cases of what would become the influenza pandemic were reported in the United States when 107 soldiers got sick at Fort Riley, Kansas. It was the worst pandemic in world history, the influenza of 1918, estimated that between 50 million and 100 million people died in just a few months, about a half million people in the United States. Here's a poem for today by Jean Nordhaus, "With Their Wings for Delia." On the evening you were born, after the tremendous churning that brought you forth, an owl flew onto the rail of the balcony where we sat as darkness bled from backlit hills into the sky. In twilight, she perched on the ledge, measured us with wide, light-gleaming eyes, then sailed off on soft wings. Shades of my mother, I thought, half believing the wide-set eyes and level gaze. For those who say the dead have no more truck with us are wrong. The dead are all around us, feathering the air with their wings. They see in the fertile darkness that surrounds this sack of light, and in these hours we call them back to steady us who live in time. A poem by Jean Nordhaus, "With Their Wings," from her collection Memos from the Broken World, published by Mayapple Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.